Hi everybody, this is Andrea Dumbecki and this is Angel Life Makeover. I'm here today with Angel and Fairy Messages for Spring. I will be talking with you guys, sharing messages from the fairies about spring and from the angels. They both wanted to come through today, and I also feel the unicorns wanting to come through and the dragons. All the magical realms are speaking really loud and clear to most of all bring us love and remind us that we are never separated from the happy community of the universe. We are never alone. We are never forgotten, and we are never without hope, right? So I really want you guys to open your heart to that message that you are never without hope. Hope is always here. The light in our heart, the solution just around the corner, the opportunity just around the corner. Your luck can change in a moment and your circumstances can also. So whatever you're facing right now, know that I'm praying for you. Your angels are with you and we're going to share some positive outlook today for spring together. So first I want to start with messages from the fairies. First of all, they said, get outside, skip, get into the sun when it's not raining. It's spring here in the Pacific Northwest. And I've started my garden. My daffodils are coming up. I'm starting to make some herbal potions. I made a leprechaun formula the other day that I'm gonna make into a spray. And I'm really excited to just connect with nature and to just be really present with the way things are blooming and the miracle of nature all around you, the beautiful flowers, the trees, the green moss. We have lots of that stuff out here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm going to really enjoy it. The fairies also remind us about spring cleaning and rearranging your space, cleaning out your schedule, resetting your mind, resetting your mental attitude. Spring cleaning is a multidimensional task, right? We want to clean our aura. We want to clean our mind. We want to clean our space. And we want to get ready for new beginnings, new energies, and lots of exciting things. It's a great time to complete projects, start new projects, and just move forward, right? We're moving forward. We're going to keep going. And no matter what pace you're doing it, that's okay. You don't have to put a lot of pressure on yourself to create your perfect life overnight, or even to complete your project overnight. We are always a work in progress. And I remind everybody that once you manifest something, once you complete a big goal, you're going to have another one because it keeps us kicking. It keeps us awake and alive. And if you didn't have something to strive for, you might kind of get bored. So just kind of flow with that energy of wanting things, creating things, completing things, attaining things, and then the cycle starts all over again. So wishing you lots of rainbow flower fairy spring magic, and I hope you are enjoying your spring and connecting also with the animals of spring, the magical squirrels and bunnies and other animals that you might meet across your path. I'm meeting lots of fun dogs at the park, and there are lots of puppies around me. People are having puppies and I'm going to see them, and that's a really magical blessing. I don't usually get to see little puppies, so I'm just open to the fairy miracles all around me, and I'm asking how the fairies can open my eyes to the miracles all around me and the simple pleasures. Remember, you don't need all of your circumstances to be perfect in your life in order to enjoy your life. Fairies are reminding us to giggle, lighten up, and have a great attitude. A great attitude goes really far in life. Okay, next we're going to tune into the angels and what their messages are. Their messages, one of support and family. If you feel abandoned, if you feel like you don't have a clan, if you feel a sense of loss and fear and just aloneness in general, the angels are reminding you that they are here. I kept hearing the word Emmanuel, God is with us, in the midst of loneliness, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of separation, the light of God is within our heart. Our angels remind us of this, that we are never alone, but we do go through cycles of independence and collaboration in our life. There's times where we have to walk through certain doors alone. There's times we have to cultivate our relationship with ourself and our connection to God and our angels. And there's other times we feel really connected and part of communities, and we feel that sense of togetherness. But it is an ebb and flow in life. But the angels are reminding you that you are safe and loved throughout the process of your life. And love changes form but never leaves us. Love is always all around us. So open your eyes to the love that is already there. Be grateful for the things that are going right in your life. And if you're seeking love in any form, send that heartfelt prayer out to the universe that I long for love. I long for togetherness. And that could be any type of love, friendship, romance, just any type of feeling of community and togetherness and being supported in different ways. So just, we're doing some heart healing for that with the angels. And the angels are also doing some ancestral healing. I've been having lots of life reviews as spring comes out more. You know, we just passed through the first day of spring. I feel a lot of detoxing, but I'm really going back and accessing my whole life. And I'm really going back to my inner child stuff, my childhood, the fears, the stresses of childhood. And the angels are reminding you that you are lightening the load now of the ancestry. The angels can do this with love. Remember, love is the greatest healing power. Intention is the most powerful form of healing. The simplest form also is loving intention. Angels, I want to heal my ancestry. Angels, I want to bring love to my past. Angels, I want to bring love to my inner child, to my messed up childhood. I want to bring love. I want to change in positive ways. I want to bless my family. I want to release these negative patterns of bad luck or addiction or limitation, whatever you're facing in your family. We're just kind of lifting that up and out and healing that. And the angels remind you it could be subtle things like health issues that are passed down in families, etheric records of suffering. It doesn't always have to be big dramatic things like alcoholism. It can be a passed down sense of lack or health things that are programmed in our DNA and lineage. We always want to go up and seek higher and better in life, right? We want abundance, we want health, we want happiness, we want to upgrade into that 5D. And so as we work with the angels to do that, the angels are also reminding you that you have your work cut out for you. You've come at this time on the planet to do great work. So courage is one of your greatest allies right now, to not resist what you're facing, but instead rise to the occasion, overcome your challenges, and have a great attitude. Keep visualizing your problem solves, visualizing what you need. I'm imagining good things. One of our greatest tools right now is asking, affirming, and visualizing. A lot of us have studied law of attraction, manifesting things for years. That's great. It's time to use your tools. Apply your tools to create your life. So I also want to connect everybody with the dragons. They're really powerful protectors right now of the earth, helping us to guard the energies of the earth, uplift the earth, and they're also bringing in lots of powerful energies for us. Past life healing, karmic healing, just lots of energy. So connect with your dragon spirit guides. Also, the unicorns are coming in with innocent faith and joy, the ability to believe in ourselves, to purify negative energies, and to really be the light. Unicorns have such a pure, magical essence that helps us to overcome all forms of darkness and limitation. Sometimes when I have difficult cases where people feel so disconnected and their heart is closed and they've been abused or they had a lot of suffering, the unicorns can reach these people like no one else. And I always see these unicorns coming to these people in sessions. And so I wanted to talk about this because I feel that the unicorns go underutilized as amazing helpers like the angels to help us to heal our hearts, feel safe on earth, heal trauma, and protect our families. So let's connect with our unicorn guides and really allow them to show us how to uplift our vibration, bringing in that rainbow energy, that heavenly energy. And they're also very connected to the Pegasus realm. So connect with all your magical helpers, bringing in rainbow 5D heavenly energies. I'm reminding everybody that we are in a time of great shift. I keep hearing the word shift, and that means ups and downs. You might not feel like you're on top of it every day, but that's okay. Just be in tune with yourself. If you're having a low energy day, if you're feeling hopeless, read a positive book, curl up with your cat, listen to something positive, reach out to a friend, talk about it, but know that it will pass and it's the nature of this year. I do feel that we are still facing a lot of darkness in our consciousness that we are uplifting. It's darkness on the planet, maybe in our own soul, karmic challenges. It's just a time of great planetary evolution, which means we are busting through the darkness. Remember, the darkness has no power. You are the light. You are an eternal soul. And as we remember who we are, and we remember that we are not limited in any way, we can transcend the limitation of Earth, the suffering of Earth, and really identify what are the main themes of suffering on Earth, right? Lack of love, lack of resources, or, and then, you know, bad energy, right? Stress, worry, negative vibrations, just really identifying what is causing your suffering and trying to step out of it and realizing it, wait, this is an illusion. I am an eternal sovereign being. I can step back into the light, back into the magic, and remember my wholeness and that I'm never in trouble on Earth. I'm safe on Earth. I'm safe in the universe. I'm safe in reality. And I am anchoring my true identity into my human form and my true consciousness into Earth. That feels really great. I'm so excited that the angels brought that in for us today. And I'm excited to share this journey with all of you. And I'm going to be honest, it's difficult for me also. I've had to do a lot of healing work. I've had to be very patient with myself and also remind myself that I'm a work in progress and I'm only human and that everything is taking, you know, a while. It's going to bloom when it needs to bloom. And that includes, you know, all of the things in our life, right? We have to be patient, kind, and loving. So you can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I have a large library of classes, and I also offer private sessions. You can also join my Facebook group for free, Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. Talk to you guys soon.